Here with Cortland coach Dan McNeil. And Dan, of course, you've had many Corticas under your belt, but this one has a special feeling to it with MetLife Stadium and the 45,000 fans, biggest D3 game ever. So how do you prepare your team for that environment?
Yeah, that's the challenge, isn't it, right? And you're right, it is special. You know, you see the special, our kids see the special. It's why you choose to come to Cortland. It's why you choose to go to a team that has an opportunity maybe like this. Who knew, right? The randomness of, oh my gosh, you're going to play next year and MetLife. Pretty cool, right? And so now here it is, like the AD from Ithaca had mentioned, you know, all that anticipation, all that work certainly wasn't singularly focused on one game, right? You got to build your resume and build your wealth, and both teams have done just that. No surprise there, is there, right? Both teams good. Wow, that's the Cortica jug. Now let's take it to a bigger stage. And so now it is that plus, there's no question. And the plus is the noise. It's the noise. The noise of the hype, the noise you guys bring to it, which is great. Everybody wants that. There's nothing negative. It's all clear gain. But as I had mentioned to you about wealth, right? You've got wealth. You got to watch how you spend that wealth, right? You got to be careful how you and where you spend it, right? And then it comes down to playing a good football team and a good football game, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to come down between who makes the plays and who doesn't, and who plays and who does the redundant things that the game requires for the victor, right? And who can overcome the random volatility that's going to happen, right? And it's going to happen. So we're excited about it. But that's why we're loading buses and going down there. That's everybody wants to do. Everybody wants this one. Everybody, right? There isn't anybody going into it cautiously. I guarantee you that.
And Coach, to go off of that, you had said that, you know, two high-powered teams. These are very, very good teams. How do you combat Ithaca's high-powered offense, especially in their passing game? Because Joe Germanario he seemed to be on fire this year. How do you combat that? How do you attack that?
It's coming, right? So we're working on it. He was good at Brockport, right? He was there, right? And I didn't have any success against him. We had great games, when he was the quarterback, he came out on top. So I think he's probably entering this game with a lot of confidence, and they're doing well here, right? And even the backup quarterback has had a lot of confidence against Cortland, right? Even though they've been great games, right? And so you can't compare. There's just no way to compare. Stats tell a story. They do. We all look at them, right? And resume tells a story, and we all look at it, right? But it's history. You just got to remember, does history automatically give you something? It doesn't. It flat out doesn't. And if you think you're entitled to it, you're really set up for a disappointment. So our guys are going about it in that fashion right now. We're just trying to practice. And in the elements that we're given, right, randomly, an Arctic blast, really, right, today and tomorrow. So, but we got a big challenge coming, and so that's what we're working on.
So the start of the season, the story of this team was really the high-powered, high-flying offense. But now, as it's come along, Zach Chipotle's really come into his own. He had a 200 rushing yard game last week. So how important is it to you to have different facets of your offense going into Cortica?
Oh, it's a strength of ours. We got to accentuate that strength and then make sure that we counter if they're going to take that strength away. What are they going to do, right? They're not going to let Zach Chipotle beat them, right? And we're not just going to let their quarterback or their great wide receivers just beat us, right? We gotta do things to mitigate that risk and counter those strengths, right? And then who accentuates their who brings their weaknesses up, right? Wow, that's really going to be the strengths are probably maybe not, you know, are going to show up, right? And then who brings their weaknesses up to win this game? Between weakness and strength in these teams, there ain't a lot there. It's pretty condensed. It's going to be a heck of a football game.
Certainly one of the many strengths of your team is the special teams. You guys have been absolutely dominant on special teams. Mm-hmm. Press conference, we alluded to it a little bit. Mm-hmm. How important has that been for your team to have that extra facet in the game?
Yeah, I mean, there's 88 starting positions in a football team. Most people just look at 22, mm-hmm. 11 defense, 11 offense. There's 88. And those 88 have all got to play, and they got to play well, and they got to be prepared to play well, and they have to do their job well. And so I think our kids are pretty circumspect about it. Their team is too. Every team is pretty circumspect about it. And so they all now have to be our victor. You got to step onto the field and be your victor. You got to play your best. You step out there and you actually now are in your, right, 10th game. 10th game. Play your 10th best game, right? Man, I love that, right? And so let's put the ball down, right?
And last question, what do you think this means for your seniors to have their last regular season game be in this environment in an NFL stadium?
Yeah, everybody wraps themselves around differently, you know, to what it's about. I would say that there's probably every one of them are saying this is special. Good for them. They're going to walk away with special. No matter what happens, they're going to walk away with special, right? You want to win that one, you got really something. You got something with a lot of special going on to it, right? Plus you bring those Cortica jugs back and you got a legacy, and those are good footnotes to be a part of. So they want what everybody else wants. They want to win. They want to win that. And the other sidebar to that is, and not a lot of people are talking about it, that Brockport got ranked this past weekend. And if we have an overtime loss to an AQ, right, and that's our only loss, there's a chance, right, an opportunity. And if the only way to take care of that opportunity is to have only one loss. So there's a lot of things that they're focused on, right? And right now, you just take one at a time and down at MetLife at 1 o'clock.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan.